Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your Sunday morning business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And I'm joined in studio with my wonderful co-host, as I always say, Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you today?
We have such great energy in the studio this morning. I love it.
Yes, we do.
I'm so excited. It's Bills season opener today versus Baltimore. Not home opener, so they're away, but... And it's going to be an awesome show.
But still a lot of energy surrounding the
Bills. So much energy. Yes. Super exciting. I mean, we haven't lost a game yet, so we can have all the optimism in the world right now.
Be optimistic and hopeful and just all of the above.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But if we have our first win, I would love to see them have a 1-0 start and just build from there.
Get the momentum going right from the start. That'd be awesome.
It's going to be a rainy game, too, so it's going to be sloppy, just like the Bills like it.
Oh, that is good for our
They're going to win a gritty 12-7 game here.
Louie, how about that Eagles game the other night, too? The rain during that one?
Yeah, I had a heart attack at the last play of the game, but it was a good start. It was a sloppy game outside of the fourth quarter, but yeah, the lightning and it postponed the NFL season to start, so a kickoff wasn't until 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
so,
I know. It was late.
Wild start to the season.
Well, you know, we have some amazing guests in the studio with us today, but
we
go into the introductions, just would like to know if any of them are Buffalo Bills fans at all. Okay, we have one. Okay, Mr.
Just
Mama.
Just one fan out of the three?
Mama came with an army, but he's the only one who's a Bills fan. So I'm assuming that the others are soccer fans, the other football.
No,
right.
No sports fans?
No sports fans at all. Oh, you are? Okay.
What are you a fan of?
The Texans. The Houston Texans.
Oh, Houston Texans. Really?
That's hometown. I got to support
You're
my hometown.
You're from Houston. There you go. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
So, awesome. Louie, before we go any further, do you want to go into our sports update?
Let's do it.
All right.
The Buffalo Bills kick off their 2018 season today in Baltimore, taking on the Ravens. Nathan Peterman gets the start at quarterback. Left tackle Deion Dawkins also returns to the lineup after missing the preseason with an injury. Other injury news to report, wide receiver Ray-Ray McCloud is out with a knee injury. The weather forecast for Baltimore right now shows rain throughout the game. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. For pregame coverage all morning, head over to WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Seven other games kick off the NFL season at 1, including Steelers-Browns. The Bengals take on the Colts in Indianapolis. Titans-Dolphins. The Vikings take on the 49ers at home. The Patriots are in Houston to take on the Texans. The Saints take on the Buccaneers, and the Jaguars are against the New York Giants. For the 4 o'clock slate of games, the Seahawks take on Denver. Dallas is in Carolina to take on the Panthers. Washington heads to Arizona against the Cardinals. The Chiefs take on the Chargers in L.A. Chiefs-Chargers can be heard right here on ESPN 1520 at 4:05. Heading over to college football, UB remains undefeated after a thrilling down-to-the-wire victory against Temple at Lincoln Financial Field yesterday. Wide receiver Anthony Johnson scored the game-winning touchdown with a minute left to take the 36-29 lead, which Buffalo would hold on to. UB football is 2-0 for the first time since 1983. Up next for the Bulls, they take on undefeated Eastern Michigan next Saturday at 6 o'clock, which can be heard right here on ESPN 1520. Results from around college football yesterday, number 2-ranked Clemson squeaked by Texas A&M, 28-26. Number 10-ranked Stanford takes down number 17 USC, 17-3. The Georgia Bulldogs defeat number 24 South Carolina, 41-17. And the 8-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish finish out a close one against Ball State, pulling out the 24-16 victory. Over to the ice, the Sabres win their first game of the Prospects Challenge against the New Jersey Devils 6-4. Number 1 overall pick Rasmus Dahlin impressed in his debut, scoring 2 goals and an assist. 2016 first-round pick Alex Nylander also found the back of the net for Buffalo. Jonas Johansson got the start and goal, saving 30 of 34 shots. The Sabres get back on the ice today, taking on the Penguins at the Harbor Center. You can hear coverage of the Prospects Challenge here on ESPN 1520, starting at 12:30 with Paul Hamilton and Pat Malacaro on the call. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louie DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work, live here at ESPN 1520 AM with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And as we do each and every Sunday, we always have a unique conversation. At least I feel we do, Lauren.
We always do.
Yes.
We always have great guests.
Yes, great guests, a large variety of good conversations. And today is second to none. We're fortunate and very happy to have two entrepreneurs that are making a difference in the healthcare management arena, and that would be Mumba Collins Chia, and he didn't come alone. He brought Dr. Pamela, and I apologize. I'm going to have to work it, but Tabetia?
Tabebi.
Tabebi, okay.
Tabebi.
Tabebi, okay. See, now I have it. Dr. Pamela Tabebi, welcome to today's show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Mumba, we're going to start with you. You and I have been knowing each other for a number of years now, but you have a very unique journey. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey, your path, and the things that you've been doing, and kind of bring us up to speed to where you are today.
So I want to start by thanking you, Dell, and your co-host for inviting us to this wonderful location. My journey is sort of unique by its own ways. So I relocated to the United States back in 2005, and I pursued a bachelor's degree in biomedical sciences. At that point in time, I was thinking of becoming a medical doctor. But fast forward, I realized the clinical component of medicine really wasn't for me. And so upon graduating with a bachelor's in biomedical sciences, I started working in practice management. That was critical because it exposed me to the other side of healthcare that is not spoken about enough. And because of the experiences, I decided to pursue a master's degree in health services administration. During that period, I realized there were certain aspects of healthcare, especially as it pertains to access for the urban working poor, that was of particular interest to me. And so I decided to take on a project while in graduate school on access to poor for the urban working poor. Access to health, I'm sorry, for the urban working poor. And during that project, I decided to create the very first, my very first incorporation, which is where I met Dell, called the Western New York Healthcare Collaborative Council, which was an organization that sort of did a cross-functional integration of provision of services. It really paved the way to integrate medical, behavioral, and psychosocial providers in a way that had never been done before. And I was so lucky at the end of that project, New York State came out with yet another initiative called the Chronic Illness Demonstration Project, which was really my project, but more on steroids, right, in a bigger scale, integrating providers that have routinely functioned as silos. And so Western New York Healthcare Collaborative Council is what today is known in the community as Health Home. I was very fortunate to be part of the leading Health Home, a key stakeholder in the creation of a management services organization that did all the back-end management work relative to finance, accounting, legal issues, contracting, and so on and so forth. And from there, I became the chief operating officer for that organization, really taking that concept from the whiteboard to now a multi-million dollar operation. Fast forward, I then was very fortunate enough to, again, got recruited by an even bigger organization to serve as the director of public health, really with the function of doing population management now at a much broader and bigger scale. And when I say population management, it really encompasses everything that has to do with practice operation, primary care, behavioral health, school-based health, and really shaping the way the policy and the strategy of getting Western New York healthy. Again, gave me another opportunity to work with cross-functionally with the state, with other key stakeholders that routinely worked as silo in the past. Okay. We're able to bridge that gap and really, ensure that services were being delivered in a single stream. Throughout this journey, I had the opportunity to create ChiaDex back in 2010. It was created out of essence, because then we had noticed during my practice operation days that the availability of affordable medical consumables wasn't enough in our area. So ChiaDex was created to sort of increase the affordability, increase the accessibility, and really get those commodities to the users. And fast forward, throughout my career, I was again able to realize those chasms within healthcare that were not adequately addressed.
Okay.
And so at the end, I said, well, let's bring together a team of different talents and really function as an organization that is aimed at helping other organizations become high-performing and reliable entities.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that because I wanted to pause you there. Speaking of bringing the best and bringing talent, you didn't come along. You brought some excellent talents with you, so I would like for you to introduce yourself and share with us a little bit about your journey.
Good morning, and thank you again for the opportunity. So for myself, I have a natural passion for anything medical, right?
But, and you are?
And particularly, I have a PhD in biomedical engineering.
No, I'm saying your name.
My name, Pamela Tabevi.
Okay, Dr. Pamela.
Dr. Pamela Tabevi.
Yes, you work hard for that designation.
Thank you. So I've always had a passion for biomedical engineering, right? From undergrad to master's to PhD, it's something that it comes easy for me. Everybody has their niche. So for me, it was more of the instrumentation side. So from the time of undergrad and having exposure and having classes that taught you about instrumentations and their applications in healthcare and how we can use all of the technologies and building things that can diagnose and treat, I was intrigued by that. So when I left undergrad, I started working in laboratories and understanding laboratory medical devices and how they function and the usability. From there, I decided to also now work for a medical device company because, again, the idea is I see how they're using it, but I want to design and help in that process. Yeah. So I worked for a company, and in that role, I got a chance to actually work with field service engineers. I got to travel literally throughout the globe to work with different hospitals to understand their devices, to help them to install, to help them in their training of their field service personnel and also the customers as well. In addition to that, I realized that, you know, there were issues that I would find along the way where things were not designed for that specific end user, whether it was the style, the shape, the tools to fix it, all these little things, and then the training of it. Mm-hmm. So from there, I actually told my boss at the time that I actually want to go into R&D to fix the problems that I've seen in my travels.
Yeah.
So I was told, get a PhD. So I up and left, and I said, I'm just going to go do that. So awesome. In doing my PhD, I got a lot more into health and actually the applications of how the little devices we use and how they actually impact your cells. So I did my PhD research at the NIH, which really gave me an opportunity to understand a lot in depth, right, of what you do, the instruments we're touching, how the doctors use them, and the implications, because it's not just about diagnosing and treating, right? Mm-hmm. How do we now leverage all what we know? So in doing that, I realized that I actually enjoy this field. So when I met Mamba, we had met for a while, and he talked about this thing, and we had this passion because he has this whole entity that he is building, and I figured, you know what, I would love to come on board and support what you're doing. You know, I have this background to where I understand devices, medical laboratory devices. I understand how you select for specific regions and markets and why different things make sense, and say the U.S. versus, say, South America versus Asia, right? Mm-hmm. All these different things, and how can I not work with him to actually leverage his vision and his passion for what he's developing.
Yes. You should really take in your real world experience to put it into practice. And yes. I think you get so much when you have a business and a company by building on the experience you have, seeing where the gaps are and working to make it better. And it sounds like each of your journeys have brought you along that route.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, like I mentioned moments ago, CHEADEX brings together different subject matter experts. We're looking at specifics within the healthcare arena, within the delivery of care, that is going to assist entities become high-performing and reliable organizations. What I mean by that is really having people and processes and technology work in sync to improve the delivery of services.
Yes.
And in order for us to do that, we need to get the right talent. So when Dr. Tabebi is talking about, you know, her passion for medical device and the way it's used and the maintenance, remember, the vision of CHEADEX is not just local, it's actually global. We have clients, you know, we have business organizations, we have governments, you know, the government of Cameroon, the government of Benin, the government of Togo. Those are our clients. And so we're using this skill set that we've learned to sort of replicate and really help them tailor their services to meet the needs of their populace.
And I'm so happy that you brought that out, because earlier, as you were doing your introduction, I was thinking that both of you have really traveled the globe. And you could have taken your skill sets and your entrepreneurism to anywhere in the country, but you chose Western New York, and primarily you chose Buffalo. So I would like to learn, like to go there a little bit. Why Buffalo? Even though it gives you a global presence, as you just mentioned, but you could have taken it to Houston or Washington, D.C. or Toronto, because you're truly an international presence, not just, well, more than just Western New York. But can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Buffalo is not just home for us. Buffalo is where we make it happen. When you think about the Buffalo economy, the biggest part of the economy is really the healthcare. We have the best talents in the healthcare industry right here in Buffalo. It's rather unfortunate that we have the young and vibrant, you know, pack up their bags and leave. But we, CHADX, has decided to embed this operation in the Buffalo region because we have talents like Dr. Tabebi, Miranda Chia, and the others that we really want to tap into and develop, but more so create kind of a system of sustenance long term.
Okay, great. Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work, your Sunday morning business conversation live here at ESPN with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We're going to take a very short break, but on the other side of that break, we're going to hear more great conversation about the management and healthcare that their organization is bringing to the Western New York area as well as the globe.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, and we have CHADX Ventures in studio with us this morning. We have Mamba Collins Chia and Dr. Pamela Tabebi. So thank you guys so much for joining us. We talked a lot in the beginning of the show about your journeys and how you kind of came to form CHADX Ventures. So tell us really what your mission and vision is for CHADX.
So the mission of CHADX is really to assist organizations in transforming them into high-performing and reliable entities. What I mean by that is, again, having the people and the process and the technology working in sync to improve patient experience, to improve the delivery of services, and most importantly, reduce costs. Okay. Our vision long-term is really to assist in advancing health globally. And every aspect of our organization is geared at that, from startup to optimization, project management, and everything in between.
Okay. So now, let me ask this question first, Lauren, because one of the things that's really resonating with me, some of the nursing homes locally and across the country, they get a bad reputation for inefficiencies within their structure. Does your organization come in and help turn them around and give them best practices? Is that an example of the type of services, or are you looking at something else?
No, absolutely. That is a very good example of the kind of things we do. You know, we go into an organization, again, such as a nursing home. We assist with enterprise strategic solution services, wherein we're looking at turnaround services, like every single service line. We assess what is the ROI, is it in line with the mission, is it in line with the vision, what are the improvements that are needed to turn around that operation. And we do that from nuts to bolts. We actually take concepts from the whiteboard to reality.
Awesome. And so how are you going about getting like your clients and finding these organizations that maybe could benefit from CHADX's services?
So a lot of our clients are self-referral. Because we've done such a wonderful job with our existing clients, we mm-hmm. tend to get word of mouth referral.
That's great.
But also, you can get us on the web at CHADX chiadex.us. So www.chiadex.us. And you can call us directly at 716-961-3236. Again, 716-961-3236. Then we are part of a lot of professional organizations encompassing the local chapter of the American College of Healthcare Executives, the Biomedical Association of Western New York. So within those circles, you know, there is more word out there, mm-hmm. but we will be getting into more advertisement.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So the other aspect, as he mentioned, in supporting that example you mentioned, is the fact that you go in there and you're assessing their services and their process and optimizing, but also what other things do they need as far as the equipment side, right? Because you have all these patients that need, do you need things you can do in the house, or do you always have to send them out? And that whole process under the laboratory and the transportation back and forth and optimizing that process.
Yes, and healthcare is a very technology-driven industry. How does your organization address technology?
So right now we know that data is a big deal, right? Looking mm-hmm. at data and assessing data to make good decisions, decisions that really are effective, not just for that patient, but for the entity, the hospital, the organization. So assessing what are times that you're looking at as far as getting a patient in and out, right? What is that process? Are there any issues as far as delays and times that you can improve on? Are there procedures that you can minimize or add to, right? So it's looking at those things and assessing patient data and also organizational data and streamlining it. And I think that's where our Miranda Chia comes into, where she actually has a very good understanding of data, and she's a data scientist and assisting with that.
Okay, fantastic.
And in addition to that, I just want to mention, we're very fortunate in our careers. We've been exposed to so many different IT solutions and IT platforms, and we've actually been in a position where we're assisting big multi-billion dollar organizations decide which platform to go with based on specific functionalities. And so we have that ability to help organizations and entities choose the right IT platform, IT backbone that will support the data management.
Okay, great. And something else that comes to mind, I mean, as we quickly approach the end of 2018, certainly you have goals that you want to accomplish for the end of this year and certainly in 19. Are there specific companies that you would like to work with or that are, you know, maybe on your radar?
As I mentioned earlier, our customer base is pretty wide. I mean, we have from small two physician practices to multi-million dollar governments, you know, inviting us to help them re-strategize the provision of services for their population. And so for us, our goal here in Western New York, at least locally, is really to work with any organization that is having issues with either transformation, payment reform, having opportunity for improvement in any delivery of any of their services, or just coming in and doing, you know, quite frankly, a baseline to let you know where you are and where you could be based on the current trends.
So are you going in to these healthcare organizations, healthcare companies, practices, setting, like kind of observing, and then coming up with a plan to help them go from point A to point B and achieve better patient success?
Yes. If we're invited, we come in, we take a snapshot of status quo, how things are, how does your finances look, mm-hmm. how the operations are currently, what are the potential areas of defect, what are also the areas of improvement. And then we come back with a plan, right, mm-hmm. a proposal that says we can take you from here to there, and this is what it's going to take.
And are you taking patient feedback as well, or is it just a general overview of the practice itself?
No, absolutely. Patient feedback mm-hmm. In healthcare is more important than ever before, right?
Yeah.
Especially when reimbursement is tied into patients' feedback. Mm-hmm. And so that's a critical part of our overall, what we call the strategic solution planning.
Okay, awesome. Great. There's two sides to every, every situation. So we're going to ask you, can you share with us, give us an example of a success story? You don't necessarily have to say the company or government agency name, but give us an example of a case study that you work with and, what the results were.
So we've had a chance to bring together organizations that routinely have never really worked together before. They've worked in silos. This is what we call the cross-functional collaboration, which is true collaboration. What I mean by true collaboration, leaving agendas out the door, getting on the table, agreeing on common goals, and working truly to achieve those goals. We've done that multiple times here in the Western New York area, done that for organizations that take caters for adults, done that for organizations that cater for kids, done that for organizations that cater for the population as a whole. And again, what I mean by that is, again, bringing folks, you know, that are behavioral health oriented, mental health oriented, physical health oriented, medical device companies, vendors, bringing in the state, New York State Department of Health, bringing in the insurers to all agree on a common goal and the methodology of achieving a specific mission. And that is our strength.
Where do you see healthcare going within the next 5 years?
Healthcare is evolving so fast.
Yeah.
And I think this is the right time for organizations to really make that change, make that flip, especially with payment reform. We are better equipped to assist organizations in that leap, right? We come in with expertise that put tactical drivers to enable organizations understand payment reform and ensure that they are operating within acceptable parameters to benefit from those changes. Because I want to mention, you know, resources in healthcare hasn't really changed, right? It's really taking it from A to pay B based on performance, based on hitting specific quality indicators. And so if you are an organization that you're on the A and you're figuring out how you can improve and actually become that high performing organizations, you want to work with us. We can help you get there.
So to add to what he mentioned, right, so part of the mission basically is being able to synchronize people, process, and technology. Mm-hmm. And with all the updates and advances in technology nowadays, right, it's all of us leveraging that, right? As things are fast changing, how do we now also change, adapt to the changes, the platforms, the different ways of looking at data, assessing customer feedback, assessing hospital feedback, their data, their cost, right? And really leveraging the people, all the processes involved in the entity, and then the technology we currently have present. How do we now put all that together in sync to really optimize the process?
Right. Optimizing process is key.
Yes.
The technology, when you have a great grasp of it and use it to your benefit, it really does optimize everything you do in business.
Yeah. And one of the things I'm hearing is that if you are a small to medium-sized physician or medical office, you need their services. Okay, you need to partner with them because their main focus is, you know, taking care of, you know, providing the patient care, whereas their organization will bring in that technological, analytical business side to help them be a more efficient operation.
That I agree. And again, it's not limited just to practices, you know, nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, assisted living. If you are a business entity functioning within the healthcare arena in one fashion or another, our services are for you.
Fantastic. Are there any areas of your organization or business that we have not touched on that we want to make sure we mention before we sign off for today? I know you cover a great, you know, array of different services. I mean, we've talked about the technology and the importance of the data. We've talked about, you know, the fact that you go in and assess their business first. And maybe let's focus on that just before we sign off. Again, how does that first assessment piece, you know, take place?
So with a call from a potential client of ours, we go in, we understand, we listen to the client, understand the business as is. We talk with other key stakeholders within the business. So not just talking with, you know, the C-suite folks or the leaders of that organization, but more so talking with the staff, the front desk staff, those that are interacting directly with the patients, have a chance to discuss with the patients to get their perspective, their take on the services they're receiving and the way they think that organization is functioning. At times we talk to not just the patients, but also the patient's family. Mm-hmm. With that, we come out with a status quo, a snapshot of how it is as is today and how we can help you be with synchronicity of people, processes, and technology.
I love that you guys really take into consideration every aspect of healthcare, like you said, from the staff to the C-level of a practice organization, the patient and the patient's family. I mean, it really, everyone is involved
absolutely
in the care of a patient. So absolutely, you really have to take in everyone's feedback to really get the picture. And you guys can develop your plan for how to optimize the healthcare and the experience of the patient.
You know, in my career, what I've learned is that, as he mentioned, right, it's not just coming in and assessing the CEO, the higher-ups, the key stakeholders, but you need to talk to the nurses, the caregivers, and the patient, because everything you're installing as far as a process, a technology, they all play into it. Because if you install technology that the end user, the nurses, are not able to adapt to, you make the process now difficult and challenging. If it's something that is too costly for the higher-ups, they need to have a say-so. So I think it's really bringing everybody that is going to be involved in the organization, right? And really, as we talked about, it's really important that we look at process, people, and technology, and getting all those people involved to really figure out what is the best plan for that entity, that organization, that business.
Well, great. Well,
so one more time before we go anywhere, though, like Chiadex, let us. How can people get in touch with you?
Chiadex, you can reach us on the web at www.chiadex, spelled chiadex@us.gov.
Okay. The fastest radio show
always,
in history.
Every week.
Each and every Sunday. Any parting thoughts, Lauren?
Go Bills. Then I want to thank Chiadex for being here with us today.
Yes. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you. The pleasure
thank
is
you for
ours.
Having us.
Buffalo, enjoy your Sunday. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.